All right, closing out the week, Saturday, April 24th, 2021. As I mentioned in yesterday's video, Friday and Saturday of today's training, when I looked at the week in total, would be the 2 days. I'm like, you know what? I'm working out 5 days this week. Two of them I'm going to really try to push it on. A couple others I'm going to take it easy for sure. And I've got a heavy lifting day in there. Therefore, I modulate my intensity and I don't burn out. Today would be one of those, you know, 2 days that I'm going to try to go for it a little bit. Here's what we have in store. 15, 12, 9 reps for time of handstand push-ups, toes to bar, and calories on the air bike. You do that workout, it takes you whatever it takes you, and then you rest 1-to-1 or 1-to-2, the work-rest ratio, and then you do the second workout, okay? So let's say that first workout, that 15, 12, 9, takes you, for simple math, let's say it takes you 9 minutes, okay? You rest a 1-to-1 work-rest ratio would be resting 9 minutes. A 1-to-2 would be resting 18 minutes. So basically, you could choose to rest anywhere from 9 to 18 minutes, anywhere in that window. You want to rest an amount that you feel good and ready to get after it again with some serious intensity. That's why there's a fair amount of rest in there. And then you do the second workout, which is now 12, 10, 8 reps for time of push press using 60%, that's 60% of your one rep max. Again, toes to bar, and again, calories on the air bike. And both of those workouts, with the way that the rep scheme is set up and whatnot, you know, you have to break some handstand push-ups, break some toes to bar, whatnot, but what's going to make it a higher intensity day is, in general, it's a nice lower rep scheme that is descending for a lot of athletes, and it's going to be how hard you push on the bike. That's really what's going to make it. We've got calorie conversions. So the calories that I have prescribed, you can use those in the Rogue Echo Bike, the Assault Bike, the Concept 2 Rower, Concept 2 Ski Erg. If you have the Concept 2 Bike Erg, take the calories per round, multiply them by 1.4. Schwinn Airdyne, multiply them by 1.5. If you don't have a bike or a rower, see the limited equipment option. I would say, on that first initial 15, 12, 9, I would love to see somebody be able to get, you know, the 15, 12, and the 9 of the toes to bar and the handstand push-ups with one break in each movement. And if it's two breaks in the bigger sets, they're quicker breaks, you know, so that we keep moving along. We've got videos showing the kipping handstand push-up and toes to bar, as well as the push press. Super fitness robot times for this. On the first workout, 6 minutes and 15 seconds or less. On the second workout, 5 minutes or less. Those are your super fitness robot times. Most of us, including myself, are not super fitness robots. So where I think most of us will probably be in the more likely time could be in the area of 11 minutes or less on the first workout and 9 minutes or less on the second workout. Scaled option for today's training. Now, I'm taking into account here that maybe you struggle with the handstand push-ups. And, of course, potentially the toes to bar are just a bit outside your reach right now. So the first workout becomes 15, 12, 9 reps for time of a shoulder press. So that's a strict press, no hip drive. A strict shoulder press at 50% of your one rep max. Hanging knee raises or sit-ups. And then calories on the air bike. Same work-rest ratio occurs, and then the second part becomes 12, 10, 8 reps for time of now a push press, so you get that hip drive. Now we're using 60%, 60 of our one rep max, still with the hanging knee raises or sit-ups, and still with the calories on the air bike. We've got a video showing the shoulder press, the hanging knee raise, as well as the ab mat sit-up. And that strict press for the first workout, sure, it's going to slow you down a bit compared to somebody who can do handstand push-ups and they can kip them. Yeah, they're going to beat you in that first workout. But luckily, you're not competing with anyone else but yourself. And if struggling with some overhead strength is an area that you need to improve, that's why we train. Not to beat other people, but to improve where we need to improve. And so getting in some nice 15-12-9 of a strict shoulder press, even if that slows you down a bit, will be a great place for you to be for your long-term health and fitness journey. And don't worry, you know, once you get on the bike, pedal like the devil is chasing you, and it'll all work out just fine. Limited equipment option. 15-12-9 reps for time, handstand push-up, toes to bar, 200-meter run. When we say run, we mean sprint. The pace and the run will dictate the intensity today. And of course, it's up to you, whatever you feel like doing, but that's where it's going to come in. 1:1 to 1:2 work-rest ratio between workouts, and then 12-10-8 reps for time of dumbbell push press, pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women, toes to bar, and another 200-meter run as if the devil is chasing you. Video showing the push press. No equipment workout for the day. 15-12-9 reps for time, handstand push-ups, V-ups, 200-meter run. If you don't have the handstand push-ups, then do double the number of repetitions each round with hand-release push-ups. 1:1 to 1:2 work-to-rest ratio, and then 12-10-8 reps for time, handstand push-ups, V-ups, 200-meter run. And then once again, if you don't have the handstand push-ups, double the number of reps per round and do hand-release push-ups. We've got a video showing the V-up. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. First one's an either or to build some overhead capacity. Either the overhead carry, where you'll lock out a barbell overhead, pair of dumbbells, pair of kettlebells, whatever's appropriately challenging for you, and you'll walk 100 feet with that load locked out overhead, drop it, rest a couple minutes, do it for a second time, rest and do it one more time. We're a fan of that. Great head-to-toe strength builder, builds durable athletes, and it's more challenging than it seems. Or, so you could do the overhead carry, or the wall walk. 5 to 15 repetitions, not for time, slow and controlled, and we've got a video showing that movement there. And then finally, some good old engine building. You're going to choose one of these little jewels and pour your heart and soul into it. Either a 500-meter row, a 400-meter run, or 90 seconds of pure joy on the bike of your choice. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then for the stretch, we've got cobra stretch for the old abs, straddle stretch, and the chest and pecs hands behind. Each one of those stretches, you'll hold 1 to 2 minutes, and each one is accompanied by a video. And just like that, we are through yet another week's training. Enjoy your rest day tomorrow. I love my rest days. Nobody ever has to ask me whether or not I'm taking them. I absolutely take them. I enjoy them. And I will see you back here on Monday for more training. And thank you for being a part of the Lynchman community.